gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Happy holidays. Thank you very much for joining me here today for another hour and another edition of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to be joined by a gentleman who was actually with us last week, but we ran out of time, so we decided to bring him back for an encore performance. He's going to be with us all throughout the hour, talking about the automotive world in 2012, looking ahead to the North American International Auto Show in Detroit, and as well as looking ahead into the automotive future as to what's going to be happening in the coming year. We'll also talk about some of the latest stories happening in the Motor City. Upcoming in hour number two of the broadcast, she is a veteran automotive journalist with a couple of different websites, carlist.com, drivingthenation.com. Lou Ann Hammond will be joining us from California to talk about some of the stories that she has in mind as being some of the biggest of 2012, as well as telling us about some recent vehicles she's had the opportunity to test out. Coming up also on today's broadcast, we're going to be playing some cuts from the recently held L.A. Auto Show, where I sat down and did a whole slew of interviews with executives and important folks out in the City of Angels. Telephone-wise, we'll take your calls at the usual number, and also, don't forget, you can email me up anytime, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, even if you have a guest idea. From time to time, I get some of my guest suggestions from folks like you running an email past me with a guest idea, or perhaps I've had a case of the of a person writing to me saying you should have me on the show because I would like to talk about such and such. And in that particular case, it was a couple of guys that had written a book about Route 66, and it turned out to be a great interview. So don't be afraid to email me up anytime, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, at bob@boblongradio.com. Once again, it's bob@boblongradio.com. Telephone-wise, it is 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. We'll throw out a trivia question or two throughout the broadcast. And again, we thank you so much for joining us here today. We also thank our very special guests for joining us. We go to the guest lines right now and bring forth the publisher of AutoInform.com, veteran automotive journalist and broadcaster Ken Zeno. Ken, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, Bob. And to your listeners, when you say that it's an encore performance, that's, I guess, your polite way of saying I talk too much.
Not at all.
Last week we were talking about, you know, what were the big stories in 2012, and you said we should take it up again this week, so here I am.
Well, let's do it right off the bat. Let's talk about looking back at the year 2012. There have been so many big stories, and you've covered them all at AutoInform.com. What are some of the top stories, in your opinion, that really stand above all others as far as 2012 in the automotive world?
I think the most significant story of the year has to be the return of global auto sales to pre-2007 rates, and with the U.S. back on track to probably sell all 15 million units in 2012. So in both the world economy and the U.S. economy, after great damage was done by Wall Street, and 5 years later, we're back to where we were 5 years ago. That is probably the biggest story of the year. And coming out of that, there are several, you know, sub-stories.
Yeah, absolutely. And certainly when you look at some of these sales numbers, as we've touched on before, a lot of folks would be quite surprised to learn that a lot of automakers are having record years. I know Subaru is on track to have a record year, and Hyundai is having a record year despite their problems with some falsification of fuel economy numbers. And another number of premium auto manufacturers are doing quite well, including Mercedes-Benz. So in a troubled economy, folks are doing quite well. And not only that, but as far as the domestic brands, although today it's hard to say who is a domestic brand, since so many vehicles are manufactured all over the world, and it's really become a global automotive economy. But the Chrysler Group, along with their partners Fiat, have done extremely well. The sales of Fiat 500 up 125%, and certainly Ford has done quite well. So it's been a good year all around, and a bit of a surprise considering the economy.
Well, it's not just the small niche or the luxury manufacturers. If you want to take them as the Detroit Three, depending on how you count Chrysler, they're all going to have a solid year, and the best year since 07. And with the increase in sales, and Chrysler has got the largest percentage increase, but GM and Ford are also doing relatively well. With the increase in sales, all three of them will be solidly profitable in 2012. And that's been a long time since we could say that with confidence. So increase in sales, return of profitability to the Detroit 3. Now, the other story coming out of that is that the bailouts were controversial. They even played into the election. You could argue that Romney's opposition to the bailouts, and then the fact that he asserted that Chrysler and GM were moving jobs out of the U.S. in Ohio, cost them the election. But the U.S. government is going to sell its shares in GM, so we're getting out of that. And as far as AIG and TARP, the whole controversial umbrella, taxpayers actually made money.
That's something that a lot of people would be surprised to learn.
Right. Well, because, I mean, there's a lot of rip-and-read radio going out there, but you got to follow the money. It's the kind of journalism 101. Now, let me be fair here. Some of Treasury's calculations do not include the cost to taxpayers of loss deductions that carry forward, but that's kind of a normal way of doing business, but you can argue about that one forever. And while we're on TARP, the most important book on this whole sad subject that was published this year was published in April by the former head of the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation. She under both Bush and Obama from 2006 to 2011. Her name is Sheila Bair, and she wrote a book calling Bull by the Horns, Fighting to Save Main Street from Wall Street and Wall Street from Itself. And she might be the last Republican with common sense, as near as I can tell. And if Obama's got any brains as he looks at a new cabinet going forward, I'd give her a job.
Yeah, absolutely. That would make a whole lot of sense. What other stories, in your opinion, have been really important for 2012 as we go ahead into 2013?
Well, I guess Toyota settling its unintended acceleration class action lawsuits going forward. That's a $1.1 billion settlement was just announced over the holidays. Is a monumental story. In an engineering lapse that is still unbelievable to industry insiders, the engine control computers of Toyota, Lexus, and Scion vehicles, if it received both brake and accelerator inputs, didn't favor the brake over the input, which is pretty much common practice in the industry, and it certainly will be going forward. So that gets Toyota out of the class action suit. There were hundreds, 220-something off the top of my head. And closely related to that is, at the end of the year, Toyota had to pay a record $17.35 million more for another safety cover-up. So that's a monumental story on what's going on over at Toyota. And frankly, they need to put this behind them and straighten out their safety culture.
So true, Ken. Straight ahead, more with Ken Zeno from AutoInform.com.
Hey, guys, do you know your testosterone levels? Why not? Each year, declining testosterone robs more of your energy, drive, motivation, and yes, it even affects your romantic life. Take control of your testosterone levels and give us a call. Progene, the leading testosterone supplement found at GNC, Rite Aid, and other national retailers, is actually giving you a free one-month supply with this exclusive radio-only offer, but only if you call today. So if you'd like to feel younger like you did in your 20s, call now to try Progene risk-free and feel more power, performance, and passion with Progene. Don't believe us? We'll even prove it works. Ask about our at-home testosterone test kits and see for yourself what Progene can do for you. Call 1-800-987-2192 for details. With over 20 million tablets sold, you too can get back in the game with Progene. That's 1-800-987-2192. Again, that's 1-800-987-2192.
Happy holidays, Peter Kranstammel from Midas Resource. Today is December 28, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,660.90. A 1 ounce gold Krugerrand can be purchased for $1,702.28, $881.14 for a half ounce, or $25.57 for a quarter ounce. $1,702.28, $851.14, and $425.57.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter, sitting passively by. And accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here. Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
We're back live. Thank you very much for joining us here on the broadcast. Ken Zeno is with us, veteran automotive journalist, publisher of a very cool website, autoinform.com. And the headline story is Toyota settles lawsuits for $1.1 billion and will modify millions of vehicles with electronically controlled gas pedals to stop runaways. Definitely one of the big stories of 2012. And that's what we're talking about, the big stories of 2012, looking ahead to the big stories of 2013. And along the lines of big stories, we can't overlook, again, going back to the Detroit 3, the remarkable turnaround of the Fiat brand here in North America. The 500 rolled out with very lackluster sales and a lot of advertising that didn't really do much for the brand, but here we are a year later, and their sales are up 125%.
Well, they added a performance version, the Avis version. They're coming with a longer wheelbase version, a stretched 500, and more products coming off of that. And they did some pretty edgy Italian advertising. And the bottom line is, with the rising gasoline prices and the fact that, I guess, customers finally decided that Chrysler wasn't going away, it took off in the marketplace. It's sort of a page out of the Mini book. So you've got, and both companies are getting premium prices for what are and remain still very small cars, Bob.
Yeah, that is absolutely true. Of the traditional Detroit 3, GM, Ford, and Chrysler, as we close out 2012, which one of these companies do you think is in the best position?
Well, it depends on how you look at it. In terms of making money, it will either be Ford or General Motors. In terms of building on sales and product momentum, it might be Chrysler Group. So they've recently launched a Chrysler Ram truck. They've recently launched a new Ram pickup they're doing very well with. I expect them to show up at Detroit with the new Jeep Liberty that will be built in Ohio, which is a compact SUV, which is aimed right at the heart of the market, that is the Honda CR-V and Toyota RAV4 and the Ford Escape. That looks to be, and it's built off of an Alpha chassis, but it's going to be made here. That looks to me like that could be a real winner. So, it as always, it's, you know, where are you standing when you want to judge what's going on? The problem for all three companies remains Europe. Europe's a disaster. It's going to be five straight years of downturn in Europe. Sales have gone down for five straight years, and there's no end in sight. So, depending on how all three of the companies deal with the losses there, that'll affect their profitability from a business point of view. But from a product point of view, GM will come with the new Corvette. Ford, I expect, will show something. I assume they're going to do the Lincoln, small Lincoln, in response to the Cadillac ATS, which is a BMW 3 Series competitor.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll get a surprise from Chrysler, because they always do. For sure, probably the new Liberty, and we'll see what they tease. Maybe they'll show the Maserati built off of the Jeep. Well, we'll have to just wait and see, Bob.
Yeah, definitely. And speaking of Jeeps, a very interesting story about this upcoming new baby Jeep, which is actually going to be assembled in Italy. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, they're moving down market. The question is whether a smaller than compact SUV can work in the U.S. Open question. Where it isn't an open question is a smaller Jeep of that size has got enormous appeal in India, Asia, Europe. So it's an extension to the line. It's in a segment that we're not used to Jeep competing in. It's a global product. It's going to be built in one plant to store. It'll probably go into China, is my guess, but because of Chinese regulations. But it's good news for Jeep. I mean, they can't hurt here, and who knows? Maybe people are ready to have a Jeep smaller than a compact Liberty.
It's going to be very interesting to see. It's also interesting to see how many, many companies are now invading, so to speak, some territories of the world that in the past would never have been considered, but because of the global expansion of the automotive marketplace, countries like China, like India, and like Russia are not only seeing record sales and car companies doing business is in those lands, selling vehicles and in certain cases building vehicles, but you've got a story up about Bosch following automakers into Russia. Tell us a little bit about the booming Russian marketplace.
Well, what's happening, Western Europe appears to be moribund, depending on how you want to count Russia, Eastern Europe or Asia,
yeah.
Such a big country. their economy has been booming, and they are looking at probably 3 million units a year, maybe this year or next. Now, to put that in perspective, if that happens, and it looks likely it does, unless there's some global catastrophe, that would make the Russian market bigger than Germany. So if you're an automaker operating in Europe or in the U.S., if you want to be a global automaker, you need to be in that market. I mean, this 3 million units a year is a really healthy market, and it shows signs of continuing to grow from there.
Another interesting story that you've been covering this past week, and that's about a future rendition of the Camaro, the second generation of this new modern incarnation, which bowed for model year 2010. I understand the next generation is going to actually be built in Lansing, Michigan. So that's a great story for the folks in Lansing.
Yes, it's coming out of Canada and coming home, arguably to the U.S., although you know, Canada and the U.S. have an auto trade agreement, so the trade will be balanced. But yes, the next Camaro is coming into Lansing, and then we'll see. Ford's got a Mustang also due in 2015. Maybe they'll tease that a little at the auto show. It'll be interesting.
Another interesting story that you've got up right now at autoinform.com is an interesting alliance between General Motors and PSA Peugeot Citroën to develop new gas engines. This is something that we wouldn't have seen many decades ago, but again, it shows the global expansion of the automotive world.
Well, and also the very real expense of meeting ongoing emission, fuel economy, CO2 regulations. I mean, it's not only GM and Peugeot, but you've got Toyota linking with BMW. I mean, you've got Mazda that's going to build an Alfa Romeo for Fiat. There's any number of examples of these so-called joint ventures. And all it is simply put, it's a way to save money. Instead of doing a $1 billion program yourself, if you can split the cost in half and differentiate the product, and that's key, you save money and then you move on.
Very good point. We're going to continue to look back at 2012 and look ahead to 2013. If you have a question, give us a call. We'd love to hear from you at our toll-free line. It's 855-660-4261. This is Auto World.
Is your car more than 5 years old? Has your manufacturer or dealership warranty expired? Every mile you drive, your car is getting closer to needing costly repairs. How will you pay the hundreds, even thousands of dollars needed to get your car back on the road when the inevitable happens? Call the Auto Protection Hotline now. You will speak to a friendly representative that will guide you through setting up a zero-fee coverage plan that is tailored to your needs. There's no obligation. Call 888-833-9257 and put your warranty worries behind you.
Guys, you've heard about Ageless Male, the natural supplement that helps boost testosterone levels within normal, healthy ranges. New and improved Ageless Male can help you feel more like you used to in your active life and in your romantic life. Now is the time to try Ageless Male, because it's available risk-free. Just call 1-800-291-3383. 1-800-291-3383. 1-800-291-3383.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove Minimal Wood Use Cooking Stoves. Available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Ken Zeno is with us live all across North America. Thank you very much for joining us. We're kind of looking back at 2012 and looking ahead to 2013 in the automotive world, and we would love to hear from you. Toll free from anywhere across North America, 855-660-4261 or via the email bob@boblongradio.com. As usual, Ken, any time that we see a year come to a close, or even sometimes not even at the end of the year, we always see a number of nameplates or automakers going away. And in the last few years, we've seen a number of brands go away because of economic problems within various companies. General Motors, of course, shutting down their Pontiac division, and shutting down Saturn and Hummer. And, of course, we've seen problems with the Saab brand. And we've seen Ford close down the Mercury side of the fence. But one of the stories here of the past couple of months is Suzuki pulling out of the North American automotive marketplace. I assume that they're going to continue to sell motorcycles here in this country. And it's interesting, I was looking at some sales figures for Suzuki's in the last few weeks. They've been selling quite well, which is a bit of a puzzle, because you would think these folks would be worried about parts and things like that.
Well, first off, Suzuki has a thriving motorcycle business, which will stay in place in America. And secondly, they've basically converted all their Suzuki car dealers to service centers, and so they will continue to support them. And so what you're seeing here is a fire sale.
Yeah.
while they still have cars that are either coming off the line or in shipment that still meet the current safety and pollution emission requirements, they're putting them out there in the market at an attractive price to get some money out of these cars, because otherwise, what are they going to do with them? So some people are taking a gamble. As always, let the buyer beware, but I would say that if you have a relatively solid Suzuki sales outlet and you plan on keeping the car basically forever, it might be something to consider. That leads, of course, into the whole other environment. There's a whole bunch of money on the hood right now on year-end cleanups.
Mm-hmm.
And I was listening to one a radio personality here in Detroit argue that you shouldn't buy a car from General Motors, and in this case, this is talking about pickup trucks. And I was thinking, well, why wouldn't I? Right now, there's $5,000 on the hood of Silverados and a GMC Sierras, proven mm-hmm. work trucks. If you need a truck and you don't want to wait for the new one, which is the new ones, which are coming next year, and there's a great deal on the hood, go out and look at it. Look at the Dodge Ram. Look at the Ford F-Series. But, I mean, make a decision and make a marketplace decision. You know, is it good? Is it a good deal? Is it good for you? Forget about all the ideology, which is kind of where we are tonight sitting in Washington. A lot of ideology.
Very well said. As you said at the top, Toyota has reached a deal on the runaway cars case and certainly seems to continue as far as selling vehicles here in North America extremely well. It hasn't hurt them that bad. And as I touched on Hyundai, too, with their problems with the, quote, falsification of the Kia and Hyundai fuel economy testings, the Sonata selling at a record pace, a new record there. Another story that just caught my eye recently today, and that's about Ford is being charged with some falsification of their fuel mileage claims, although nowhere near as serious as what we've seen from the Hyundai and Kia folks. What light can you shed on this particular issue to do with the Ford Motor Company and some alleged false mileage claims?
Well, let's back up a minute here and start with the big story of 2012 from a customer and environmental and a safety and security, national security point of view. The Department of Transportation and EPA issued record 54.5 mile per gallon fuel economy standards.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And they're on the books now, and we're going forward. This is the largest increase in my lifetime. And it is a long-standing problem. The U.S. is being dependent on imported oil from people who not only don't like us, but like to shoot and kill us. So that's our basic regulatory story. Now, during the year, a couple of things happened as fuel prices went up. The first one was BMW got caught in April. The EPA tested a 3 Series and said, you've got it rated 3 miles per gallon too high. Now, it turns out that BMW was using a computer program that you can argue back and forth on, but it gamed the system. You started up your BMW, and on the EPA cycle, it ran in this super efficient test mode, the computer designed to maximize the return on the EPA cycle. EPA said, no, because everybody just pushes the button and goes to the normal performance mode. All right, so that was the first one. Then we got into, as you said, Hyundai and Kia on a mileage rating fraud, which was as much as 6 miles per gallon. Now, this was getting to be a little bit more serious. This came about because all automakers self-certify, including Hyundai, Kia, and in the computer program they used to set the dynamometer, they made assumptions on the rolling resistance of the tire that made the car look more efficient on the EPA test than it actually was. EPA started getting complaints from consumers. They tested the vehicles themselves. They made them downgrade the rating. Now we get to, well, here comes Ford with the C-Max and Fusion saying it's 47 miles per gallon on the EPA cycle. Well, one of the most respected consumer organizations in the world, Consumer Reports, tested it and said, there's no way you're going to get that. Now, Ford sticks behind its rating as of this moment, but EPA says it's going to look into it. So this is, I mean, where we are, Bob, is there's a much larger debate here. I mean, the EPA is actually, in a sense, in the business of advertising fuel economy,
mm-hmm.
right? by promoting all these things and publishing these standards. But they are not regulated, right, by the Federal Communications Commission or anything. So this is an area of contention. It has been for years. There are enormous economic benefits to automobile makers who can advertise real fuel economy, but in the long term, your customers better be happy with what they're getting.
Yeah, those are really, really good points. Our telephone number, once again, if anybody has any comments or questions about the year in automobiles, the automotive world for 2012, looking back or looking ahead to 2013, is 855-660-4261. Email bob@boblongradio.com. And a matter of fact, I got an email question here. This one comes in from Donna. And Donna is listening on News Talk 1540 KXEL, has a question about interesting question here, an interesting question for Ken about the health of the Ford Motor Company. She says it's her assumption that the Ford Motor Company got most of their loans before things started to go sour, unlike Chrysler and General Motors. How is Ford looking now? She's noticing that they're rolling out a lot of new product, and what's Ken's overall opinion of the Ford Motor Company?
Okay, Donna, Ford did not accept bailout money, but it did accept almost $6 billion in Department of Energy loans, subsidized loans, which is in the process of paying back.
We'll have you finish it on the other side. This is Auto World.
East of the highway, hot sparks burning the night away. Two lips touching together.
Congratulations, you now own the car of your dreams. Who will you trust, though, to bring your new baby home? Reliable Carriers, the country's largest enclosed auto transport company, will load, ship, and deliver your car anywhere in North America. Your car will be handled with care by our unparalleled staff of professionals. GPS tracking, the nation's largest fleet, 24-hour service, and $5 million of insurance on every load means you can relax knowing your car is in excellent hands. From collector and classic cars to daily drivers, Reliable is the name to trust to get your where it needs to go, safely and on time. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
HempUSA.org has a newly designed website and a new and improved detoxification product. Order our new Microplant Powder Gold loaded with vitamins, minerals, iodine, and probiotics, and we'll send you our travel-sized Microplant Powder absolutely free. Microplant Powder only at HempUSA.org. Call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you only at HempUSA.org. Only this offer ends January 31st.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Attention, this is an announcement for our listeners who drive gasoline vehicles. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that there is now an automotive accessory that exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. Consumer Protection has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with an accessory called Platinum 22. To find out if Platinum 22 will give your vehicle 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me correctly, 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that the Platinum 22 accessory will deliver 22% more miles per gallon to most gasoline vehicles. You should pick up the phone and call 1-800-LESS-GAS to find out if it will help your vehicle. That's 1-800-LESS-GAS. 1-800-LESS-GAS, 22% more miles per gallon. 1-800-LESS-GAS.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
We're back live with Ken Zeno, publisher of AutoInform.com. And before the hard network break there, Ken, you're telling us your thoughts on the question that was posed before the break. So why don't you begin at the beginning, as they say.
Okay, well, Don, I wanted to know what the outlook for Ford is. I expect Ford to close 2012 when they announce earnings in end of January, to have a record year. And they should increase sales next year globally, if you can. Depending on how you want to ballpark, in another 10%. They are paying a 20-cent dividend right now, and so that probably works out. They're trading somewhere around 12.5 right now. There's been a lot of activity in it as it becomes clear that the market's coming back. People are apparently ignoring the so-called fiscal cliff. So given the fact that you're getting zero in your money market account, if the 20-cent dividend stands, if it doesn't get increased, and I don't think it will because Ford still has a debt problem, that's 1.6% on your money, and if the market continues to grow over the next 2 years, it's a reasonable play for somebody. But let me caution, the stock market is not for amateurs and not for common people. This is a swamp inhabited by snakes and sharks and alligators on Wall Street.
Very well said. Let's talk about the upcoming North American International Auto Show. The Corvette is one of the stars, and of course, there's been a lot of pre-publicity on that, and GM has got some interesting product placement going on with singer Beyonce and the C7 at the upcoming Super Bowl. Lincoln is going to have their first ever Super Bowl commercial. I heard earlier today there's going to be about 55 either North American or world debuts at the North American, a.k.a. Detroit Auto Show.
Yeah, they're claiming, the last I saw, they were claiming 50. I'm not of the view that quantity really matters here. I think quality needs to be there, so. For example, if Lincoln's going to have a Super Bowl commercial, they already kicked off a very expensive advertising campaign. But the problem that I have with Lincoln is they're trying to reposition the brand and the company without a product. So I can only assume that they will come with some breakout product that says, here's the new Lincoln, similar to what Cadillac did with the CTS. That would be the one I would look for on Lincoln. I mean, Chevy's got the trucks to publicly debut and has the Corvette. We'll see. The real news, though, is more all the action that's going on in the midsize family car market.
Mm-hmm.
Those products are all just rolling out now and have been over the last 2 years. And for basically $20,000 to $30,000, you can get yourself a car, whether it's an Accord or a Camry, or the upcoming Fusion, which is just rolling out, or the Hyundai Sonata you talked about, or the Nissan Altima. I mean, there are so many of them. My head is spinning, and there isn't a bad car in the group, frankly.
No, absolutely not a bad car in the group. And finally, you're able to purchase a family car, a midsize car that is stylish, you know, something that for years was not the case at all.
And also with levels of equipment that were unheard of on a luxury car 5 or 10 years ago. So that brings us to the next interesting question at the North American International Auto Show. What do the big buck luxury leaders do? Mercedes-Benz, BMW, Bentley, Porsche, Maserati. I mean, what are they going to show? I mean, how do you keep getting people to spend a lot more money for a car when you can buy basically everything you want in a Subaru?
Yeah, no, that's true. A lot of that high-end technology, the electronics and such, have filtered down. And it's also interesting to see that a number of the automakers, knowing that the most important thing to younger buyers is internet and a device connectivity. I mean, we've seen the unveiling of some systems like the Sync systems and the MyLink systems in some lesser-priced automobiles instead of the normal of in unveiling it in the higher-priced, and eventually it gets down to the lower-priced.
Yes, and frankly, I mean, the more I use these systems, the crazier they make me. None of them are standardized. I mean, they're all a little bit different. I mean, yes, Ford, to the pioneers went the Indians. Ford led the way on some systems that were just crazy on how much complexity was involved in it. But the Cadillac Q system is similarly complex. The Japanese aren't doing all that much better. One of the big stories also of 2012 leads into this. NHTSA did publish design guidelines on driver distraction, and more are due to roll out this year. But the automakers were already tooled on all this stuff. So we'll see how that plays out on these things. And also, while the car companies claim everybody wants an Apple iPhone in their car, I'm skeptical of that argument.
Yeah, me
and
too.
And two, the fastest growing customer dissatisfier in the industry is electronics. It's not the basic reliability of the car anymore.
Yeah, it's the complexity of the electronics. And, you know, Ford has done a great job with the Sync system, but I'm not a fan of their MyTouch system. They keep tweaking it. Hopefully one of these days they'll get it right. It's ironic that the original one, the iDrive from BMW, has evolved to a much more user-friendly place. I remember when it was first rolled out, looking in, it was a BMW 7 Series, and right on the passenger seat was the owner's manual, so no doubt the owner was having lots of problems with it. The test car I have this week is a Lexus GS, and that system is much better than some of the others, but it's so sensitive that it really requires a lot of attention. And there's nothing like having redundant dials, and of course it takes up a lot of dashboard space, but in my opinion, if you can have both a traditional redundant dials for radio and climate control and things like that, plus these electronic, more advanced systems, that's the better route to go.
Well, I agree, and actually Lexus does a pretty good job, Bob. There are still knobs on the Lexus system.
Yes, yeah. There are.
They're migrating back. The one to look at, the people on the, who are going to look at new products when they unveil the Chevrolet Silverado and the GMC Sierra, the truck designers on those interiors with their big 8-inch, you know, multi-task screen and everything, they actually did a reasonably good job. Now, caveat, I haven't played with it, but at least looking at it, I can. The auto-informed test is this. Can you get in the car, start the car, adjust the seat, put the radio on, and have the climate control working and drive away without opening the glove box for the owner's manual?
Yeah, that is a very good test. Excellent. Of all the new vehicles that you got a chance to check out for 2012, test car-wise, what were some of your favorites?
Well, I mean, the new Accord is I think, from Honda, a tour de force. The Camry remains very strong. The Fusion looked good, but its quality has been a disappointment. I'm staying with mainstream family cars.
Sure.
Subaru just keeps plugging along with basically not highly styled but very high-value cars and trucks, American trucks. And I don't care whether it's a Ram or an F-Series or a Silverado or a GMC Sierra. Those products have never been as good as they've been. So, and those are all core products in the business going forward next year.
Yeah, it's a great time, no question about it, to be in the market for a vehicle. And at this time of the year, they say that, you know, there's no question there's some great deals that are going on throughout the end of this year as well as into the early days of 2013 up to January 6th. A lot of these incentives and 0% financing and cash on the hood deals are out there. So we urge everybody who is in the market for a new vehicle, by all means, take advantage of these because we don't know what the future is going to bring.
Yeah, it's a good point. I mean, and again, vote your pocketbook. Don't listen to all those tawdry cast of characters along the Potomac. Do what's right for you.
Very good. Well, Ken, as usual, it's a pleasure sharing the microphone with you. Remind all of our listeners across North America about all the goodies that they can find at autoinform.com real quick.
Well, you can get car reviews, you can get industry analysis, you can get global analysis, and every once in a while we do a tongue-in-cheek, maybe hopefully humorous piece.
Very good. Happy New Year, Ken, and we'll talk to you again real soon.
You're welcome, and tell your listeners don't get caught sitting on your seatbelt.
Very good. I'm Bob Long. That will do it for this hour of Auto World.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.